In a conference room overlooking the downtown St. Petersburg waterfront today, U.S. Senator Bill Nelson is fuming.
If there's attempts within the administration, they need to burn some fingers.
Nelson has been one of the harshest critics of BP's and the government's response to the Deepwater Horizon oil disaster, which caused millions of gallons of crude to flow into the Gulf, threatened delicate coastal and marine ecosystems, and crippled the already ailing Gulf state economies. He says it's easy to see why BP would have wanted the public to have no clue as to the severity of the gusher.
Because ultimately, they're going to pay a very severe civil, if not a criminal, fine for each barrel of oil that is leaked into the Gulf.
But the federal government?
It is inexcusable.
By early May, the official oil spill estimate was 210,000 gallons per day. That ballooned over subsequent weeks and months. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reportedly had estimates ranging from 2.7 to 4.6 million gallons each day. Senator Nelson says the revelation that the White House Office of Management and Budget may have kept NOAA from releasing those numbers to the public is bad news for an administration already dealing with severe image problems.
There's probably going to be some political detraction in this election as a result of this.
Nelson was meeting with University of South Florida scientists at the St. Pete campus after a two-day oil conference at the Tradewinds on St. Pete Beach. William Hogarth is dean of USF St. Pete's College of Marine Science.
I think the American public needs to get the truth.
Hogarth says he hates to say I told you so, but university and scientific nonprofit research teams had been calling it as they saw it the whole time.
A lot of scientists feel vindicated because the scientists have been saying this from day one. There's a lot more oil coming out.
The public finally did get word of the full scope of the disaster in late summer, but Hogarth says the catastrophe would have been dealt with differently had accurate numbers been released earlier on.
You could have scooped up more. You wouldn't probably may not have used dispersants. A lot of authorities, and I'm not an authority on dispersants and oil, but some think that, you know, that made the oil droplets and some settled to the bottom, some may still be in the cellar. If you had known accident, you would have reacted to it differently and probably recovered it differently. And so it may have been a whole different opinion.
He says he hopes news of the administration's alleged failure to disclose an accurate estimate of the oil flow will at the very least result in more transparency in the future.
What you hope out of this comes is a process that it doesn't happen again, that the American public is assured that they're getting the truth from their government and the people they elect to be in those positions.
The Obama administration has rejected the report, accusing it of lowballing the extent of the oil disaster and conducting a generally poor response effort. White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs said the administration was as forthcoming as it could be with the information it had when it had it. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.